just wanted us to go around the circle and take a moment individually to offer to the circle what, if anything, has had meaning for you about today. And that can be either a thought or something that you'd like to take forward in your practice, or something that you'd like to offer as a question for another meeting, or it can be a feeling, the fact that you might have met somebody new, anything at all. And I'd like us just to go around and spontaneously say into the circle one thing. And because there's so many of us, it really has to be quite succinct. So this isn't an opportunity for a monologue. Much as we all like. Yeah. Is that okay? Just don't worry if it's a small thing or a really big thing. It'd just be really good to hear everybody's voice to kind of finish on, and it might take a while to go round.
Where do you want to start from?
Yes, where? Rachel says go that way. So I could start if you want. So I'm going to start by just summarising what happened in our group, which was is something that I've been thinking about for a while, being based up in Yorkshire, which is that I would like to think of the Northern Offer as being something to do with the North as a manufacturing base for making work.
It's been a fantastic networking opportunity. I've met Phil Harrison from Departs, which is going to help enhance my programming at the Brinkley.
I think it's been a great opportunity to meet new people. The one constructive thing that I think might be quite nice is that it was opened up to anybody whatsoever involved in dance. It was a more kind of diverse spectrum, whatever dance style is your thing, whether it be contemporary, street, whatever, and have everybody here so you get a much wider kind of perspective on things.
You can pass if you really want to pass, but it would be great if everybody offered something, however small.
It was the idea that came from Charlotte about horizontal, getting rid of hierarchies.
Which is attributed from Liz Lerman, who's a choreographer in the States.
Yes, and I work, so that was great. That's what I'm taking away.
I think given that I arrived at the latter end of the day, I feel opportunities like this should happen more regularly, and not, it seems as if, in a crisis. It seems like we're at crisis stage and we've all come together. And I think that's unfortunate, but I think it should happen more regularly where we can have this opportunity to network and share and just see people. We often don't see each other. So that's what I take from this.
I want to agree with the previous point, but then also throw out a question to each and every one of us. How can we honestly, truly value the artists that are not just sat in this room, but right across the North? Sometimes I feel that in this place of competition, we actually dismiss a lot of people. So how can I honestly value and truly support my fellow artists?
I had a very interesting conversation with somebody about different models for residencies, and I'd like to take some time to really think about that and think about how residencies can work in alternative spaces and not necessarily just in the traditional dance venues.
I think it just made me realise how massive the Northern region is, and I thought, wow, if we all work together, we can be quite powerful.
Yeah, I guess I would just touch on being inspired by all of the different faces and hearing snippets of where everybody comes from. And so writing them down and wanting to reach out and know more in the future.
I think today's been a really positive first step, and it's made me realize how much more work we all have to do before we can speak genuinely with one voice, which is what I think we need to do.
Firstly, just apologies that my diary hasn't allowed very much interaction today, but from my perspective, it's great to have so many people for dance actually in our building. I know that Northern Ballet is fortunate in having this amazing space, and I think all I would take from it is let's find a way for as many of you as possible to use it.
I'll
be able to do my job much, much better thanks to being here for the day.
The thought that I've taken from today really is that while it's been really useful to hear more of, if you like, the internal workings of the sector, I also think that we need to be more outward facing, build brands and build links with other parts of the art sector, other art forms, and that's the next stage.
I think a branding of the Northern Dance Region could be really exciting, but I do think we need a dance bus. I think the North area is very generous, and I think we should really celebrate our generosity, but also that generosity needs to be reciprocated in different regions.
It's been a fantastic day just to catch up on old faces really that I've known for a while, and just share in the North, you know, what's the great things that are actually happening, and hope that from today that will continue, people will really communicate.
I'm glad finally I made the trip and the efforts come from Newcastle to here. Even it's a really bad weather, you can see what it's now like in northeast Newcastle. But I think as a choreographer, I am very passionate about dance, and I have great faith in dance, and I know I am not alone in this region. And thank you for that.
I think it just really highlighted to me the amount of diversity of dance that's going on in the North. I think it's something that we all should be very proud of. And I just hope that out of today, that kind of like positive networks and positive relationships and positive collaborations come out of it.
I think, the whole branding of the North and a big stamp made in the Northeast, not the Northeast, the whole North region. And made in the Northeast. Edit that bit. Yeah.
I'm just echoing what this lady says, there's a diverse pool of people here, and hopefully it'll lead to more cross collaboration and sharing of resources.
I think it's been great to sit in a room full of people who are all looking for the same thing, and I feel very much that we're on the beginning of something. I'd like us to know what we're going to next, so we're going to take action.
It was interesting to hear that the same themes kept coming up, so we're all from each region, we're all experiencing similar difficulties at different levels, but and I think that was not positive to hear, but it sounds like there's a plan could be shaped up from that.
Connections and positivity, wanting to dig a bit deeper, this bit of surface, wanting to find out a bit more about all the subjects that we look into it further.
I totally love the unstoppable passion of Kevin from Company Chameleon.
I just look forward to the outcomes, and also very interested in the fact that we all can now bombard you with applications to perform in this space.
From Beijing.
You said it.
Okay, the need to distinguish between the flowers and the weeds in my creative and professional life. The flowers being those networks and people whose I have to cultivate very carefully, and the weeds are those people who are going to grow up anyway and don't need no maintenance and are going to be. But I need to enjoy both.
Yeah. It's just reaffirmed my passion for dance, and in the North in particular, put me in touch with some new faces, and after that last comment, hopefully becoming a flower.
Weeds are good. The weeds are the best.
I'll be a weed as well. I'll take either.
Really inspiring day, and I've really felt the wealth, and it just feels like the North's really rich with creativity and passion, and looking forward to the next steps.
Yeah, quite inspired by the amount of people that are here, and just trying to find, looking in a different direction of how to create work and not looking at all the usual paths, and just trying to channel a different kind of like view.
I've enjoyed the opportunity to have a nosy around this building because I've been wanting to do it for a while. And also taking some modes of practice and model different models and trying to think about how I'm going to use those to take back to my own region and, yeah, try and stay in touch with people and interact with those good practices.
It was really lovely to be invited here today, and it got me thinking a lot about the notions of mentoring and networking and how for a young person they really need to happen on a level that feels very informal and where you feel valued.
As an emerging artist, I've felt really buoyed by how many conversations there have been about how to support emerging artists and how to support emerging artists to make work in the North, which is where I want to make work and want to stay. So it's really nice to know that people care about it.
I suppose the question for me is there a bigger question here, which is not necessarily just about dance across the Northern region, but about more art forms, or are there equivalent questions in terms of music across the Northern region, drama, or is it a bigger question in terms of theatre across the Northern region?
Oh, you just sneaked my answer. Okay. I was excited to hear about the North's potential international contribution and not just obsessing about the North-South divide.
That we don't fuck it up, that we've got this opportunity to not just turn today into we all came together, we talked, we all go away, that it actually, we do something and actually we do take ownership of it, and actually there is a chance of things shifting and changing, and a real hope that that actually does come into something.
As someone who's passionate about developing audiences for dance, I think one of the key benefits for joining together as a larger region will be in profiling. So I look forward to having the opportunity to work on how that's communicated.
I think breaking down perceptions and assumptions that we started with, and that this is a yes region and there is progression and there is development and people do stay in the region, and a lot of us have been here for a long time.
I'm going to take away the idea, although I kind of knew about it and it was always there in my head, the refreshed idea of a skill bank and wanting to realise that that's the currency that we can use within our space, so to be active again, trying to fill our space, if that's what everyone is saying is a real shortage of. From someone that is an artist and actually does have a space, I want to really see if there's a way that I can provide a house for this openness and organic kind of approach that everyone's been talking about today. A lot of work to do.
Namaste, Arts Council England. It's a greeting from India. This is a great initiative from you. It's the government taking time to listen to us dancers and artists, and I feel very much valued and appreciated by the government. And it's a great platform for all of us to articulate our apprehensions and hopes and aspirations. And I hope this will happen more often, and I feel valued every single day like this. Thank you.
From the group discussions, more questions than answers, which I like, and I'm interested in what some of those answers might be as they emerge. And from the tea breaks, four lovely, tiny little conversations that might just lead to something good.
Food for thought, time to think, and time to question.
I'm amazed at, even though quite a few people haven't seen me for about 20 years, that they still recognise me. Which just goes to show, even though it doesn't feel like it, dance keeps you young. Just such a lot of... I've really appreciated the dialogue. And even though there's been a lot of ideas, it's really clear to me that there is a point of convergence, that despite what part of the dance community you're in, we're all rooting for the same things. So I really appreciate that. Yeah.
I think mine's just, like I said before, the whole, I just want to get together with other artistic directors, really, and just really find out what's going on with artistic directors on the practical side, how we think, because nobody trains us to be artistic directors, you know what I mean? We train dancers up and things like that, but nobody trains us. So I want to know what everybody's thinking about, how to go about the next steps. How can we be used for something like this? Do you understand? So that's my thing. It's really just being with artist directors and finding out what can we do to help either the up-and-coming choreographers or dancers or practitioners or whatever, but also, yeah, just I just want to speak to other artist directors and...
Speak to them.
Something it really gets missed out because we can... show it in our work when we choreograph and things, but it's not just that, you know what I mean? We know about dancers, we know about the up-and-coming dancers, because there's loads of meetings about that, but there's not enough meetings about artistic directors talking and why we don't have that stimulus, we don't have the outlet. So that's my thing.
It's a lonely position between artistic directors.
Yeah.
having started the day absolutely petrified, I end it with an affirmation of my passion for dance and really excited by the potential.
I think it's really invaluable to have opportunities like this, and it's really great to see that there's so many wicked people actually working here. I think I wouldn't say it's quite the beginning, although now we've become the North, because a lot of the ideas that have come out of today are things that aren't really new. It's things that have been discussed for quite some time before. So I guess what I'm interested to see is how we take from the discussion today real actionable things, rather than a lot of them kind of going, yeah, well, I'll say that again because I feel like that about it, and then we'll do it in 3 months' time.
Yeah, I feel really positive after talking about our strengths and our ways forward. And those ways forward have been working collaboration, cross-industry, cross-sector, like I said before, outward facingness. I feel really positive about a chance to find ways of working with and for each other over hierarchies and on a kind of peer level. And getting to know other practitioners and facilities in the region has been really great, coming from Liverpool to Leeds.
I really appreciated the introduction, and the hierarchy thing came back to me as well as something that stayed in my head. I thought it was a really nice way of starting the day, and how you forced us to network I thought was great, because sometimes I find it difficult, as a lot of people do, but I really felt, actually, no, I am going to just go and speak to that person, and that's really important. Another thing was just the wider north for me, because you do get kind of northwest, and even though I go everywhere, travel everywhere, it's actually really nice to make these different connections and feel... you're part, especially in this climate, you're part of a support network which is bigger and can keep getting bigger.
I think for me, just a really strong, honest feeling of potential for connection, both with other individuals and with something collective. I'd never really considered the concept of the northern region in terms of dance before, so that's quite really exciting. If I could just say, it's been a really well organised and really well managed day.
One of the positive things about connecting more over a bigger area is that it gives us the critical mass to be able to make more specific matches and connections. And it's that variety and specificity that's the exciting thing, and that's the strength, rather than looking for like a common identity or brand.
I've never seen this happen before in such a big group, actually, this exercise of going round at the end of the day. I've never seen this happen in such a big group. And I'm really enjoying the confidence that we have in expressing ourselves. And I think this bodes well for the notion of northern dance and what that can mean for the development of the sector and for audiences. Of course, what I really want to know now is, how do we keep this conversation going? And how do we harness the passion and drive that's in this room for action?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think for me it's been great to put some faces to names. It's been interesting to find out just how common some of the shared concerns are. And it's also been great to see just how passionate everyone is about what they do and their relationship with the places in which they do it.
It's been really great to talk with you all and to listen to you all, and I'm certainly going to go away from the North and talk to everybody I know about how great things are in the North and how exciting it is here and all the stuff that you're doing up here. And like Richard, I'm excited for you about what's going to happen next, because I think there's a huge amount of potential here, and I'll certainly do my bit for promoting brand North when I go back down south.
I think the things that stick in my mind are to do with communication and interaction. And I think that, like Cathy said, hopefully we won't just leave today and stop it there, but we'll continue and see how we can move on.
New concept, new horizons, exciting times. I'm proud to be Northern.
I'm proud to be back in the North. And it's great for me to put faces to names that sometimes I just see on an email or on a flyer or a poster or something like that. So it's great to actually have that interface. Even if I haven't had a conversation with you today, I'm very excited about one day having a coffee or a chat. And I hope that our size is our strength and that we continue. And I think as dancers, our very lives are about stamina, and I think we all have that, and that's something that can underpin continuing this dialogue, which I think is just the beginning, actually.